Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this Memorial Weekend 2025's update from here at Camp Courageous. We wish everyone a wonderful Memorial Weekend as our country reflects, honors, and mourns those who have died while serving in the U.S. military, both during wartime and peacetime. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers. It has grown from serving 211 campers in a summertime program back in 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. We've had a lot of wonderful campers here this spring. Most of the time in the springtime, the campers come from school groups. We've had schools from Olin Elementary School, Sacred Heart School, Hazel Point Intermediate, Taft Middle School, Central DeWitt Community School District, Del Mar Lions Club, Mid Prairie Community Special Education, Burlington Community District, Lincoln Elementary, Fairfields High School, Burlington High School, Regina, Strawberry Hill Elementary, Eskeren Elementary, and Fairfield, Pence, and Washington. A lot of schools have come out, and we've really enjoyed them here at camp. Well, a lot of these school groups have had the opportunity to stay overnight here at Camp Courageous, and they've had the opportunity to experience the newly remodeled South Cabin, and it is something to see. If you stop out here sometime, we'd love to show you. Inside South Cabin, we're in need of bunk beds so that we can serve even more campers. Each bed is $250, and a bunk bed, two beds, are $500, and we'll put your name and everything right on the bed. We'd love to have you have that opportunity. Just get a hold of us here at camp, or you can send a little note with a donation and mark it for bunk beds. Our travel campers had a great time at the Lakefront Staycation in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. Lots of wonderful experience up at Sturgeon Bay, and a big thank you to all those people that helped facilitate that trip. Also, we had a group of campers that headed to Decorah, Iowa, for a wonderful arts and crafts experience. They stayed at a beautiful home, and they enjoyed a great time in beautiful Decorah. Also, we have campers taking off for the Twin Cities this weekend. They're going to be going to a Minnesota Twins game and staying in the big suite up there for the game, so it should be an exciting time. Camp Courageous was fortunate to have the Jolly Neighbors Club from Blairstown out to the camp. But big thank you to Vivian Cronbaugh for making that possible. A wonderful group of ladies had a great tour of the camp. We also had Kathy Nelson's group come out to the camp. They've been affiliated with the Beta Sigma Phi group, an international non-collegiate sorority that has been involved with camp since about the beginning. Dottie Cummins was a member, and they came out to camp, had a great time, a million laughs, and a great opportunity to reminisce on the old days of Camp Courageous. We also, a big thank you to those people that just dropped by and take a little tour of the camp. We had Twyla Griffith by the camp. Twyla's husband used to be my earth science teacher, and as a result of his influence, camp has planted thousands of trees. We got solar on all of our buildings. Just a lot of things that we do here is a result of some of the influence that Mr. Griffith had on myself over the years. A big thank you to all those people that came out last Sunday for Cruising for Camp Courageous. Had a huge turnout of cars and people. Everybody had a wonderful time, gave out 50 awards, and it couldn't have been a nicer day. So a big thank you to the Cedar Valley Street Rods, who sponsored that event, and everyone else that came out and was a part of it. This coming Tuesday, we'll be celebrating the Cedar Valley Street Rods 50th anniversary. The Cedar Valley Street Rods not only hosts sponsor and put on Cruising for Camp Courageous, and they've done it for 38 years. But they've also built the camp's arts and crafts building, put in sidewalks, painted inside of the pool, and done so much more over the years. We can't thank them enough for all they've done, and we look forward to celebrating their 50th anniversary this coming Tuesday. Just a reminder, we're selling only 100 tickets for a 2001 Harley-Davidson Road King, a beautiful motorcycle, and you can go online and get more information on that. Also, a big thank you to all those people that participated in the Great Give Day, sponsored by the Dubuque Community Foundation. It was a good day for Camp Courageous to get support. A reminder, this June 2nd through the 14th, our friends at the Fairway store will be having Roundup for Camp Courageous. Next week, we'll talk about all the stores that are participating, and we certainly appreciate those at Roundup for Camp Courageous. Had a great time up at the Manchester Garage Sale here this past week. Just a reminder, it's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, open Monday through Fridays from 9 to 4, and on Wednesdays 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. The big item that we need this week is Blue Painter's Mask. Masking tape. Folks that have passed away this past week, dear friends of Camp Courageous, Jimmy Hall from Cedar Rapids, great supporter for many years. Also, Pamela Bray from Cedar Rapids passed away. And our dear friend, Jim Hines, an honorary board member, passed away at the age of 91. He had been active with the camp for decades, was very active with the Pineapples for People campaign, and we had a very nice graveside service for him this past week. We hope you have a wonderful Memorial Weekend. Stay healthy and come visit Camp Courageous here in this next year. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.